This is the Farm Doc Daily Podcast. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Gary Schnitke from the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences is here. He's an ag economist and has just penned a brand new article called Break-Even Corn After Corn Yields and Yield Drags. Gary, thanks so much for taking the time. I know you looked at what producers were telling you and many in the agriculture world about corn after corn yields in central and northern Illinois, and that they have been lagging behind for not only this year, but a couple of years. You wanted to find out really what that meant and whether it was worthwhile to plant soybeans after corn in some of those areas, or what the break-even cost might be.
That's right. And what we were looking at is what sort of yield do you have to have corn after corn before you switch to soybeans, and how much lower that is than corn after soybeans? What we found is that you could have yield drags of between 17 bushels per acre, and that's in southern Illinois, and 28 bushels an acre, which is central Illinois high productivity. If you have those sorts of yield drags, more than that, it's more profitable to plant soybeans than it is corn. Given that corn is following corn.
So go through some of the numbers as you actually produce them and what they look like.
So what we did was we took a 56 bushel yield in central Illinois, took a $13.50 price, and subtracted from that $300 of cost to non-land cost for soybeans, and came up with a soybean return. We then looked at, all right, so that gave us a net return. To that, then we knew what the cost of producing corn after corn are. We estimated that, and that would be $530 an acre. And also took a corn price of $5.50, calculated the yield on corn that equated to 56 bushels of soybeans, and it's 167 bushels of corn. So if you get less than 167 bushels of corn after corn, it's more profitable to plant soybeans than it is corn after corn. That 167 bushels is less than what we're projecting corn after soybeans to be, and we're projecting corn after soybeans, you know, for 2012 to be in the 195 bushel an acre range.
Right, so the 167 is less than the 195, but give me the number again that gives you break even in those areas. What bushels per acre for corn?
Corn after corn, if it gets more than 167 bushels, it will be more profitable than growing 56 bushels of soybeans.
And the yield drag in those areas is likely to be?
If it's 167 bushels, that's 28 bushels yield drag. We've seen in the past couple of years it's been more than that. But over time, you know, 10 to 20 bushels is probably about what we would expect over time.
And you talk about some historical break-evens, some ratios that producers might use?
You know, what we're seeing right now is probably more interest in moving back to soybeans, or, you know, from corn after corn, given recent experience. And there may be agronomic reasons why things have changed. But if you're looking at just the straight prices that are being offered and the cost levels that we're at, right now, the economics would be saying plant more corn than soybeans, or we're historically the needed corn yield to match soybean yield is historically low compared to where we were in past 10 years. So the market is sort of saying plant more corn, but we're having these yield drags, so people are thinking grow more soybeans, and there's sort of a conflict there.
Did you solve anything in the process?
No, I diet, but you know, the one thing I think we did quantify sort of where you have to be after on break even levels, and then we've had two unusual years, and it would seem that and there's good agronomic reasons to believe that in stressful years, corn after corn will do worse than corn after soybeans. So if we don't have a more normal year in the next year, it might be could be no yield drag, in which case corn will likely be more profitable than soybeans.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Gary Schnitke is a farm management specialist in the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, part of the Farm Doc Daily team at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.